Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Well, I was looking at the, I did the survey, and I was looking at the gifts, I guess you would call it. I tried to get the Dyson sweeper, but it didn't even tell how much the shipping was on it. So I was wondering how much it was and if this is really a legitimate thing, if they had really sent it to me. Once before I tried this, and I put in my information, but they never did take the money out of my account. So, and I never received one. So I'm wondering, you know, if it's legitimate.
Okay, you already placed the order?
No, I didn't. Okay. I didn't fill out the information or anything this time. I placed it once before, but like I said, they didn't take the money out of my account for the shipping or whatever.
Okay, you'll have to, if you can, click back to check on that, because for some of them, it's like a chance to win, meaning that you'll get notified by email if you won the product, which is probably why the last time they didn't charge you, because if you did not win, then you would be paying shipping and handling. Now, for some of them, you have to pay like a few dollars to enter into the like contest entry. It's like a sweepstakes offer. So you would have to go back to check to see which one you're doing, so you'll know if you're actually getting that product.
Well, it said I won. I don't know. Just because I answered a few questions, but
usually it tells you, like I said, by email toward the end of the month, how you'll receive the product and all of that information. Now, I don't know the actual shipping and handling fee, because it can range from about $2 to $9.
Well, if I put my information in so they could take that whatever amount the shipping is out of my account, and then they don't go ahead and send it, what then?
If they don't send it, then, like I said, it may be one of those contest entries or sweepstakes to where you may not have won but entered a chance to win. I can't say for sure because I'm not on it, but I do know that one of them is a chance to win, meaning you have not won it, but you're entering so you can see if you will win that product.
It said that I won.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just going based off what I know, like I said, because people call in all the time and they'll ask, like, where's my product? And I'm like, well, did it tell you you won? Did you get an email? Because you get notified by email if you have won the product and how you'll be receiving it.
Huh. Well, I didn't even check my email to see if I got anything from them last time, but I didn't get anything from them as far as that goes, so I didn't see any point. I just called the bank and asked if the money had been taken out of my account. They said no. So, but have you had any complaints about it not being a legitimate thing?
No, ma'am. Like I said, because if it's a contest entry, then, like I said, it's not guaranteed that you will receive that product. I think
if it's
most
not
of the time...
What? If it's not a what entry?
If it's a survey, like contest entry to where you're only entering a chance to win, then it's most likely known that you may or may not receive the product. That's why I said you may need to go back and read to see which one you're actually on. And it should tell you all the details as well in the terms and conditions before you actually put in your information, so you'll know what you're doing. Anytime you do like an advertisement or survey, you have to like actually read it and read the terms to see what you're signing up for, or to see if you'll actually be paying a shipping and handling fee. So, and then if you are, then it tells you like it'll come within the 3 to 5 days.
But you've never had any complaints because they didn't get what they, the item they wanted, because they'd already paid their shipping on it, and yet they didn't get it?
No, I had one lady that said it like maybe 2 days ago. It wasn't from the vacuum, though. It was like one of the iPads. And she said she paid the shipping. It was like $7.95. But when I looked at it, it didn't say it was a shipping and handling fee. It said that she entered into one of those contests. So see, we don't get the note until it actually is processed and we can pull it up in our system. So I told her to see if she can go back and look at it. And when she went back and looked, then she said, okay, she understood. So for the ones that are like a contest entry, that $7.95 will cover your shipping and handling if you win.
Well, if it says you won, then you won, right?
Yes, ma'am. But like I said, I don't know which one you're doing. And because you haven't placed anything, I can't pull it up to check and see.
Well, it was the Dyson sweeper. That's what I wanted to get, but it didn't tell me what the shipping and handling was. And I guess it doesn't until after you fill out the information. And I'd like to know how much they want before I fill out the information.
Yes, ma'am. Have you already seen the terms and conditions? Because that's the part that you would need to read.
Terms and conditions?
Yes, ma'am. Where you do like, I agree to the terms?
No.
Okay. So how far did you get on there?
I got to the part where they wanted me to fill out my information.
Like your name and mailing address?
Yeah, I put that on there, but I didn't go any further than that. I didn't put my debit card number in or anything like that because it didn't tell me how much it was. And if they've got it on there to tell me how much it is after I put the information in, that's not right.
From what I've experienced, it's usually on the same page as where the shipping, not shipping, as where your card information is, but it's at the bottom. And it should have to let you know in the terms.
It wasn't on the same page. That's why I called. I paged down, and that's where I saw your 800 number to call.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling to find out how much the shipping is on the vacuum cleaner.
Yes, ma'am.
The Dyson.
Yes, ma'am. What I'm explaining to you is there is more than one type of survey. There's more than one type of contest entry. I don't know which one you did. All I know is you're saying that the gift you selected was the Dyson vacuum cleaner. From what I know,
it was the Bank of America is the one I was doing.
Ma'am, we are a third-party call center. We have over 100 different companies and all different types of surveys, companies, all of that. When you're doing it, it should tell you before you put in, well, after you put in the card information, before you send it through, is at the very bottom, the terms and conditions. The shipping and handling is probably going to be like $7.95, but it can go up to like $9. But that's the only amount I have seen for shipping and handling. But the price ranges, I don't know what's the difference other than the fact it's different companies, but the price for the shipping and handling does range from $2 to about $9.
In other words, I have to go through the whole thing in order to find out. In the terms and conditions, you mean they tell you whether you're going to get it or not in the terms and conditions?
The amount that you have to pay will be in the terms.
Well, I didn't see that, but I'll check it again. Thank you.
No problem, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
You too.